Like most workplaces, my workplace has a vending machine. And watching people having difficulties with the vending machine can sometimes be entertaining to watch until it happens to you. I wanted a tea, specifically an Arnold Palmer tea, which is my favorite. I thought I had pushed the right button and a Sprite came out. Nothing against having a Sprite, but it's not my favorite. Our vending machine has a card reader like most of them do, but of course this day it didn't work. And I was out of money because I don't carry cash on me. So long story short, after many trials and tribulations, I eventually traded my Sprite for the blessed Arnold Palmer tea. I guess you could say I was persistent. It has been said that it pays to be persistent. Our readings this week teach us about being persistent in prayer. Abraham in the first reading is an example. Abraham's visitors from last week continued on their way to the city called Sodom, and God went with Abraham. God tells us about his intention to destroy Sodom and its surrounding cities because of the disregard for human dignity there. Against all reason and expectation, Abraham began negotiating with God right out loud. He said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the entire place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50? Should not the judge of the entire world act with justice?" God agrees that he will not destroy the city if 50 innocent people are found there. Sly Abraham asked for more, however. What about 45? We can feel God's reluctance as he agrees. What about 40? Okay, God says. Abraham goes on and on until he's negotiated the number down to 10. God replies, "For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it." Abraham stops there. As you may know, it turned out that not even 10 innocents lived in the town, so Sodom got destroyed. But let us think about this for a minute. How bad a place was Sodom that you couldn't even find 10 innocent people there? Their acts were so egregious, so evil, that God was left with no choice but to destroy it. But notice, God had granted each of Abraham's prayers because of his persistence. Jesus recommends the same kind of shrewdness. In our gospel reading, he tells us the famous parable about knocking on the door of a friend late at night to borrow some bread. The friend refuses because he and his family are all in bed. Jesus says, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get out of bed to give him what he needs because of his persistence. It makes you question, what are some of the reasons why we aren't persistent in prayer? We can say that we live busy lives, which most of us do, and we don't have the time. It has been said by many, we often treat prayer as a vending machine. Now let us think about that for a minute. We put in the correct change, make our selection, and get what we want, at least most of the time. It is usually a one-time transaction. There's no persistence needed usually. For everyone who asks and receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Isn't this what usually happens when you want something from a vending machine? So we offer the coins of our wants and needs, our beliefs, and hopefully our good behavior. We tell God what we want and expect to get what we ask for. All that works fine until it doesn't. Vending machines are great until they take your money but give you nothing or give you something you didn't like or want, like a Sprite. Look how we respond when that happens. We get mad. We push the button again and again. We hit or kick the machine. We try to tip it from side to side. We did our part, and we expect it to do it their part. It's not so different with prayer. Some of us will get angry. Some of us will feel hurt or betrayed, and some will lose faith. All of us have lost faith, especially those difficult stretches in our lives. I hate to admit this, but there was a time in my life when I only prayed to God when I wanted something. My grandmother Ramsey became sick at dinner, and we were very worried about her. Eventually, she was taken to the hospital. I can remember praying to God for her well-being. I was bargaining with God, much like Abraham was. If you let my grandmother be okay, I will start doing the right things. Unfortunately, my grandmother died that evening. I can't stand here and say that I understood why God didn't answer my prayer. I just remember not praying to God for a long time after this happened. I lost my persistence. I got discouraged and gave up. Looking back on it now, I knew my grandmother was extremely lonely and lost without my grandfather. Maybe God was listening to her prayers to be with my grandpa again. I know many of us don't ask why when our prayers are answered. Sometimes we ask and receive, search and find, knock and the door opens, but that is not our concern. We want to know why we asked but did not receive, why we searched but did not find, why we knocked but the door never opened. We all do. I think all of us have done this before. Like I said, I don't know the reasoning why some prayers seem to be answered and others go unanswered. I believe God listens to all our prayers, but I believe in my heart that God looks at the bigger picture for us and says no sometimes, not right now, to our prayers because of the love he has for us. I think God's no is not a rejection, but is a redirection to the path he wants us to lead. God is like a human father who loves us as his own children. He does not always give us everything we ask for. Most of the time, God gives us what we ask for in some form or another, but he wants us to be persistent in asking so we will learn humility and acceptance. And when we suffer, he sits beside our bed and suffers with us. It has been said God answers every prayer, just not always in the way you want. Sometimes the answer is no, not right now. People can say no. Vending machines can say out of order. God, however, is never out of order, but sometimes we are. Prayer puts us back in order, and we need to be persistent in prayer and keep knocking on God's door.